Reconciliation by His Son, August 28. Christ our righteousness. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Jesus Christ has given Himself as a complete offering in behalf of every fallen son and daughter of Adam. Oh, what humiliation He bore! How He descended, step after step, lower and lower in the path of humiliation, yet He never degraded His soul with one foul blot of sin. All this He suffered, that He might lift you up, cleanse, refine, and ennoble you, and place you as a joint heir with Himself upon His throne. How shall you make your calling and election sure? What is the way of salvation? Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." However sinful, however guilty you may be, you are called, you are chosen. Not one will be forced against his will to come to Jesus Christ. The majesty of heaven, the only begotten Son of the true and living God, opened the way for you to come to him, by giving his life as a sacrifice on Calvary's cross. But while he suffered all this for you, he is too pure, he is too just, to behold iniquity. But even this need not keep you away from him, for he says, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Let perishing souls come to him just as they are, without one plea, and plead the atoning blood of Christ, and they will find acceptance with God, who dwelleth in glory between the cherubim above the mercy seat. The blood of Jesus is a never-failing passport, by which all your petitions may find access to the throne of God.